Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Oh, morena, Sam.
Morena, how are you doing?
Good. Nice to have you in a little bit early today.
Not good for me. I'm not a morning person. I literally just walked in the door. I was like sprinting up the road. I'm a very sweaty boy.
We very much appreciate it. And what are we talking about today?
So we're talking about a show called I Know This Much Is True, which is out on Neon at the moment. And before we go too deep into the review, I just want to give a bit of a trigger warning. The show does deal with mental health and self-harm. So if that's not your bag and you can't, don't listen to that, just tune out now and I'll be off the air in 10 minutes. So this show is based on a novel by Wally Lamb from 1998.
Okay.
And if you look it up, it's this book is really striking. I remember it from when my childhood, my mum would have it on her bookshelf.
Okay.
I just like distinctly remember this cover of this book. And now that it's been turned into a TV show, I'm like, oh, well, okay, this is all full circle.
But you didn't read the book.
No, she wouldn't let me because it's very, very dark.
Intense, yeah.
This show is sad. Like, there's literally nothing about the show that, there's no like highs and lows. It's just all lows.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm into it. Mark Ruffalo plays twins, Dominic and Thomas. And Thomas has...
He plays both characters.
Both characters.
Oh, this is like when Paul Rudd did that in that other show.
Very different vibe in that Paul Rudd show.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And if you look at the poster, like, they don't even look the same because Mark Ruffalo put on weight for one of the characters and stayed skinny for the other character. It's all very, very interesting. And Thomas is a bipolar schizophrenic who has visions in his voices and is... you get to see their life told through flashbacks and just regular timing as Thomas cuts off his hand in a library while praying to God and sacrifices his hand for the sins of man and then going through like a really hard mental institution. And Thomas is like a super, super soft character, but he's been put in this really harsh institution and he's not being treated right. And it's the 1990s, so mental health didn't have the support that we kind of have now, and he was just kind of locked away and shoved in this place, and here Dominic's trying to get him out, and you get to deal with their family life, which was also really terrible. And then also the book plays alongside their granddad's story because there's a self-published memoir by their granddad that they read through, and it's just really, really beautiful.
We've got a text in that says it's a spectacular book.
Yeah,
so
I read reviews of the book because I wanted to like know more about this, and I am so keen to read it after this. The show is phenomenal. Like, I think maybe one of the best ones of the year.
So you said
that's a massive call.
Yeah, that is huge. You said it's quite a low feeling show. Did it leave you feeling quite like...
Oh, the tears were flowing. The episodes are an hour long. I think it's 5 or 6. I'm on the 4th one now and I can't wait to finish. But I didn't want to stay up too late last night because that'd be up early today.
We respect it. We
no worries.
It's a very good boy.
And I was just like, I was in awe because Mark Ruffalo plays these characters so differently. And then they've got a younger actor playing both brothers when they're younger as well.
Oh, so the younger actor also plays two characters.
Yeah.
See, I find this kind of interesting because quite often when an actor plays twins or plays two characters, it's either a bit of a gag, like in the Paul Rudd show that you're talking about before, Tess, or it's really corny and it doesn't ring true, but clearly this does.
Yeah, I mean, the Paul Rudd show, the characters were meant to be the same person, but just like one's like a good version.
Mm. Yeah.
This is one brother who is kind of stoic and the handsome one and the cool one and has everything planned into one platter, and the other one's severely mentally ill and... doing so many struggles. And then it's also like the intersection between your twins, so you love your brother so much but like you want to have your own life, and then it follows him through college and his brother's descent into his psychosis. And it's just like played so well, and like I said, there's no happy moments. Like, there is not, you know how there's highs and lows and there's joy. This is just like always low. Like, it takes place over like a month or two, and it's just, you know, this constant battle, and his brother is just like pushing this rock at this hill. It's very Sisyphus. It's very that.
I'll be interested to see. I'm keen to watch this and see what if there is any sort of high at the end. I haven't read the book, so I don't know what happens.
What I find really interesting is when a show can deal with a subject matter that is really heavy and very intense, and as you're saying, doesn't necessarily follow that narrative arc that you expect, where you get those like good moments that maybe pull you through the darker bits, but nonetheless still is really compelling. Yeah. I'd be really keen for anyone who has read the book to let us know on 5395 if the book is much the same or if
I read a headline, because obviously I wasn't going to click on this article because that's spoilers, but it said that the ending is different in the TV show than the book.
Okay.
Which is similar to Little Fires Everywhere and stuff that's happening at the moment.
Yeah.
Lots of shows are changing the endings, I think, just to like give the shows a different spin than the book, so they actually have some kind of like narrative culpability. And the director of this, I can't remember his name, but he does all six episodes.
Okay, so it's quite so it's a consistent like, thing. Yeah,
it's like, this is my baby, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And like, this show had like the film right, this book had the film rights sold in like the early 2000s, and it's been going back and forth in production and stuff, and then maybe a movie. But this is like, this show really, really impressed me last night. Like, I was really drawn in. And you know, I like TV shows, like I'm really into trash TV sometimes. And like,
nothing wrong with that.
This was a journey. And like, it's shot miserably, like it's shot grainy and like up close and gritty. And I'm just honestly so impressed by all the characters, because there's crazy girlfriends and crazy parents and bad dads, and Mark Ruffalo is like dealing with his ex-wife and his new girlfriend. Mark Ruffalo's character Dominic is dealing with this, not Thomas.
Yeah, I was going to say,
sorry.
Which Mark?
Yeah.
We just got a question. Remind us of the name as well.
So this is called I Know This Much Is True.
Yes.
Same name as the book. And I don't know what that name means yet, which I'm really keen to find out about.
Okay, that's interesting. Someone else has said, I don't want to watch the show yet in case it ruins the book.
Read the book first. Yeah, I didn't know the book existed until I started watching, and now I'm going to have to go back. And
you remembered it was on your mum's bookshelf.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting that you know the endings are different, because that means that you can still go back and read the book and you won't
feel
what's going to happen.
Feel like something a little bit new out of it.
And I don't know what the ending is yet either, so like, I'm super excited.
We're all in suspense.
Apparently the book's a mammoth book, though. Apparently it's like, you know, 900 pages plus.
Oh,
but like, that's all good, guys. We've all done that before.
Oh, yeah.
We've all read Lord of the Rings, so we can do it.
I haven't even seen
the movies. I've
seen the movies, I haven't read the books.
God. You guys are
Kiwi. The problem is, if you've never seen Lord of the Rings, all your friends go, what? You've never seen Lord of the Rings? But no one wants to sit down and watch it all again with
you. I don't like Lord of the Rings, but I've watched them all. I thought I had to. I haven't seen the Hobbit movies, though. Back on this show, though, the supporting cast is also amazing. Like, this is going to be getting award noms. Like, this is happening.
Cool.
And like, HBO turns out some
I think we left that out. It's on Neon, but it is an HBO show.
Right, okay.
Which I feel like I always get comfort in HBO shows. I feel like they're always quite often quite
big budget,
good
writers, lots of stuff there.
You know it's going to turn out good.
Yeah.
I can't name a bad HBO show.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that just then as well.
Text in, listeners, if you can. But
text in a bad HBO show.
I honestly can't remember. But yeah, please go watch the show. It's on Neon. I think it's all out on Neon at the moment. I haven't finished it. If you have finished it, text in as well and just say how good it is. I'm just really excited. Like,
cool.
This is something.
So you're going to watch that tonight?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to finish it. I think it might have one or two more episodes. And I'm just like,
counting down to the hours you finish work so you can finish.
Yes, honestly. Like, honestly, I might just take my lunch break and watch it. Like,
but get tissues.
Yeah, honestly.
How many episodes in until the tears struck?
Straight away.
Okay.
Literally straight away. But I've also been crying all weekend, so like, it's all good. I watched Queer Eye on Sunday and I just wept. The
then
whole
just
time.
Kept going.
7 hours of that on Friday night.
Yeah, I cried so much. It's a good crying weekend, I guess.
So I Know This Much to Be True. I Know This Much Is True on
Starring
Neon.
Mark Ruffalo, who is honestly the best.
Go Mark Ruffalo.
Thank you very much,
Sam, for coming in early today. Lovely to have you here.
Lovely to have you here as well.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.
Is that like the radio equivalent?